Here he is, our man, Paul Gow. G'day, Gary.
Yeah, morning, boys. You back the winner?
No.
Nor did you.
No.
No.
Oh, shit. Right. Oh, well, I didn't know that. I just need to confirm. Yes, everyone's right. I said 250 Warney had on the first two horses. It was 250 each way, of course.
Well, that's
250 each way, and I think 500 on the try. Good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck to him.
Now, who's going to be caddy for Tiger?
Yeah, well, Joe, this is an interesting one. You know, when the bust up between Williams, Mark Williams, and Tiger a few years ago was that when Tiger was out, he wasn't playing any events, that that Mark went off and caddied for Adam Scott because he's quite bored. There's many other things to do in life, but he was still bored. He wanted to get out in the golf course, and that in the end cost him his job. But Joe Licavo, who has been caddying for Tiger ever since, he actually hasn't gone and found another bag. Tiger was trying to find him another bag, and it's all turned out in his favour, because when Tiger comes back in a couple of weeks, Joe's on the bag, and he's still got a job, and Tiger's been paying for not working. So there's the job you want. He's been out for over 12 months, but Joe Licavo has still been paid a weekly wage from Tiger Woods ever since Tiger's been out of play. So.
Well, you've always said he's a good bloke, and that just proves he's pretty rock solid to his good old mates. Now, what's happening up in China?
Yeah, I reckon this is an awesome story. You guys wouldn't have heard of this kid before. He's not a kid anymore. He's 27 years of age. But James Marciani, his dad was actually a VFL player, Frank Marciani, played for Carlton and Fitzroy. And this young man, he went off to college years and years and years ago, Victorian golfer. Played for Oklahoma State, All-American. He's been back here the last few years, trying to hone his game. And he went up in China, and now China has the PGA Tour. They've got six or seven events up there. And James went and won last week on Sunday.
Good start.
Which was fantastic. He held a six-footer on the last to win the event. And, we haven't heard a lot of him here because he has been in the US, but the last couple of years, he's just playing, the New South Wales Open. He played well in Fiji last year, went second, this year in the Fiji International. Good young man. He's the body type. When you look up somebody on the golf, on Google, he's the body type you want to be a golfer. So I think the gene from Frank has been dropped down, and hopefully we see bigger and better things for him. But he held a six-footer on the last. That means he's got plenty of ticker to win the event.
What's happened to Jeff Ogilvy, mate? Major winner, immense talent. Personally, I think he should have won a lot more than he probably has.
He's been off for the last couple of seasons.
Is that fair to say?
No, he's spot on. It's an interesting one for someone like Jeff. He's gone off into other areas with golf course design with Mike Clayton, but still lives in the US, moved houses there a few times to get that right. 2-3 years ago, he won the Barracuda Championships, to keep his cards. He's been struggling to keep his cards. This year, he put a lot of time and effort into the Presidents' Cup. I've seen him up there. He'll be back to play the Australian Open. But he's in this week. He's playing down at Myra Cards. He's not getting all the events. To do with his golf game, he sits in that category in the 44 years of age. But, made a bucket load of money being a US Open champion. Ridiculous amounts of money. What's driving him? Like, that's the point. Is there any need to drive? He's got three kids between the ages of, I think, 6 and 14. He drives them to school, lives in Arizona. Is the drive still there to play the game? You have a look at someone like Bernard Langer. They're rare. That guy's 60 and he's been playing hard since he was 15. And he makes bucket loads of money too. So I think just the drive for Jeff is just not there. He's got the talent. He's one of the most talented Australian golfers I've ever seen. But if you haven't got the drive, well, it's hard to win golf tournament.
Well, it's interesting, mate, isn't it, that the whole money thing. Some might respond to the fact when they fill their bank account that the pressure's off and you're back to playing while you took up the game. But what he used to do so well, not that long ago, he used to win one or two events on the PGA Tour early in the season, and it just set him up. He hasn't been able to do that.
No, that's right. And that's how his whole career's gone. And if you had to graph it, it goes in spikes. And it's really only when he gets excited. He might be excited about playing a golf course, But he would do it early in the year, and you know, he'd do it over, play well in Hawaii every year, and the golf courses that suited him. So he was an easy one to punt on, wasn't he? Because you knew that he was just, he was going to play good in that first 2 months through the West Coast swing. But I still think he's there. Like, I still think he's got the capability. He's got a very good short game. And his long game, his long irons that he plays. I actually had Jim Cassidy on the golf show on Tuesday night. I know you guys were counting your money, but that was one of his biggest thrills ever in sport, was playing with Jeff Ogilvie in the Australian Open Pro-Am a couple of years ago. And he said it was one of his proudest times. You know, he's a two-time Melbourne Cup winner. But playing golf alongside Jeff Ogilvie. So that's the long and the short of it, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is, and he would have taken money off him, Jimmy, for sure. Now, Kevin Streelman, you like him at $41. Your roughie, Smiley Kaufman, $81. And Jeff Ogilvie overall is $126, mate, at tab.com.au.
Well, Jeff's got to that point that he's not getting that many starts. I'm actually going to think that he's hungry, because I did speak to him at the President's Cup, he wants to play a bit more golf. He's played a shortened schedule. So when I seen him in the field, he's heading to Mayakoba. The golf course, the conditions, the great place Cancun is, I think he'll enjoy that. Kevin Streelman, this guy's due around the golf course. Like, this is a golf course designed by Greg Norman. So it'll be interesting to see. And this is the beginning of the season, to let everyone know. This is actually the beginning of the season for the PGA Tour. So the season of 2017 is finished. This is actually 2018, if that's not confusing enough. But there's another tournament this week, just quickly, is the Nedbank. So if you're going to have a punt, I reckon this is the better one to have a bet on. The better players are here. Fleetwood, Louis Oosthuizen, this is a really good golf tournament. The Nedbank used to be the money tournament where they played for a heap of money, but they've lengthened the field here. We've only got Scott Henn and Sam Brazil, Brazil in the field this week.
Gary, we thank you, mate. Have a great week.
You too, boys.
There he is, Paul Gow.